faith, spiritual values, moral issues, government, economy, education, work, responsibility. What we think about these depends on our worldview. Now, VCY America presents Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House.
Welcome. Glad you are with us. Leo Holman is going to join us today, and you're going to join us today with your calls. Look forward to taking your calls a little bit later in the broadcast. We're going to talk a little bit about Afghanistan. We're going to talk a little more today about the Council on Foreign Relations. And we're going to talk about a brand new article by Leo Holman, one that is very timely because we're getting so many emails and communications that the FDA, well, folks, they have not approved the vax. That's what people are telling us. We're getting so many emails and texts. But Brandon, they haven't approved the vaccine, quote, vaccine, end quote. And a lot of people are confused, absolutely confused. Well, thankfully, Leo Holman has written an article on it. Leo, welcome back to the broadcast. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thanks, Brandon, for having me on.
Well, if they go to leohoman.com, Leo, L-E-O-H-O-H-M-A-N-N, you'll see this new one. New article by Leo. Boom! Major law firm confirms FDA deceived America with its confusing, quote, approval, end quote, of Pfizer vax. Man, Leo, you know how many emails and texts I'm getting? People saying, was it approved? Was it not approved? Was this a big smoke and mirrors? What's going on? Leo, what's going on?
Yeah, what they did is they extended the EUA, emergency use authorization, for the existing Pfizer shot. That is the one that is out there right now in the marketplace being jabbed into people's arms, okay? But they gave another they issued another letter for a second jab that is affiliated with Pfizer under its biotech affiliate, which is under the brand name of Comirnaty. And this is the one that they gave full approval. The FDA granted its full approval on August 13th to the Comirnaty injection. The problem, Brandon, and this is where the confusion comes in, is that if you go to the CVS or the Walgreens or wherever today and ask to get the FDA approved Comirnaty injection, they will not be able to accommodate you because there are no Comirnaty injections on the market yet. And in fact, probably won't be until 2023. That is the schedule from what my sources are telling me, the earliest upon which the Comirnaty injections will be available in the U.S. And so everyone out there is saying, you need to get this jab. The employers are mandating it. But this is nothing but smoke and mirrors from the FDA, a way that they can have their cake and eat it too, with the complicit mainstream media saying everything's been approved and promoting that lie, when in fact the thing that has been approved is not yet available. It is a different vaccine. It may be the same in terms of its content. We don't know that yet, but I believe the letter says it is the same. But here's the catch. When an FDA approval comes down, a full licensure, of a medication, it comes with a 2 or 3 year data set of what the actual data says about this drug throughout the trial period, and it also comes with a full package insert telling you, the consumer, and the medical industry, everything that is in that medication. And as we know, the EUA approved drugs, which is not the full licensure, they don't have any of those requirements. They don't have to provide data. They don't have to give a package insert. The package insert on these EUA injections is blank. And there's also less liability as long as it is being injected into people under the EUA, Emergency Use Authorization Law. That's federal law. It comes with all sorts of special privileges because it's an experiment, and we're just hoping to find out if it'll be effective or not. So we don't require all, we shield the manufacturer from all liability. Whereas once it's approved, there is less shielding going on. So you can see how this benefits Big Pharma, and you can see how it was a bait and switch with the compliance and the cooperation of the lapdog media.
And, of course, Pfizer would know this, and Fauci would know this, correct?
Absolutely. They know what's going on. Dr. Robert Malone, who's the inventor, he's a vaccinologist and the inventor of the platform upon which these vaccines are based. One day after, I believe it was August 14th, the day after this was done by the FDA, he had it all figured out. He went on the War Room and daily podcast and was interviewed there and laid it all out. And so, and that has never been retracted. My story, which was, I believe, that same day, the 14th, my first story, I've never retracted. But then I felt compelled to write this second story that you just mentioned, the one that's titled, Boom, Major Law Firm Confirms FDA Deceived America with its confusing, quote, approval of Pfizer Vax. I did that as a follow-up just to report that, hey, nobody's retracting this story, folks. You can put whatever pressure you want on us, but it's true. And we now have Liberty Counsel, which is, you know, one of the foremost Christian public interest law firms in this country, coming out. They did their due diligence. They waited 4 or 5 days to come out with a press release to say, yes, those few of the people who reported that it's not been approved, they are the correct ones, because there's two different vaccines under two different names. They may have the same content, but guess what? Only one is on the market. The other is not.
So let me get this straight. Let me just make sure.
You're not getting the approved vaccine.
Okay, make sure everyone understands this. The FDA did approve one of the COVID shots. It's just not on the market.
Correct.
And what is that shot, and where is it?
It's called Comirnaty.
And is it being given overseas, or where is it being given?
It is being given nowhere, to my knowledge. It does not exist yet.
So did they do trials with it and everything?
It is in process. I don't believe it's even in development. They've applied for it. But it's not gone through the trial process, and it's not being manufactured yet.
But they approved it anyway.
Yeah.
So the FDA basically now is an absolute joke of an organization.
Well, it has been for 20 years. I mean, but this is just the latest evidence of that.
So
correct.
You get the Food and Drug Administration approving a vaccine that, quote, vaccine that doesn't even exist.
Exactly.
And letting everybody believe it's the one that's on the market now. Where's the FBI? Why is the FBI not reading?
Now, I should say, to be fair, of what how the mainstream media seems to be reporting this, from what I've read, is they are trying to say that that Pfizer is simply going to change the name of its current vaccine that is out there in the marketplace. They're simply going to change the name to Comirnaty. Well, guess what? If that were true,
Karen Kingston.
Yeah. You had her on the other day. Right. She reported, I saw her in an interview where she said that she's worked for pharmaceuticals before, and they have a website prepared and ready to launch up to a year in advance, 6 months to a year in advance. And that on the day that drug gets approved by the FDA, that website is ready to go. It is launched and on the internet. There's no website, last we checked, for Comirnaty. And we are now over a week, week and a half since the approval was given. You also can't find any phone number or hotline to call saying, where can I get the Comirnaty vaccine? So nothing is adding up here if the mainstream media were correct in its analysis that, oh, they're just going to change the brand. They're going to rebrand their vaccine and call it Comirnaty instead of Pfizer Biotech. So So far, our story just gets stronger by the day, while the mainstream media's account gets weaker and weaker by the day.
Well, again, I go back to, where is the FBI? Should the FBI not be investigating this? I mean, this seems like this is illegal behavior at the federal level, correct?
It would seem that way to me, but I'm not a lawyer. So I don't know if they're able to massage this somehow to make it legal on paper, but unethical, you know, in practice. But I'm not an attorney to be able to answer that question, Brandon.
Let me go to another article here. 60%, this is from Lockwell.com. They're reporting 60%, this is Joseph Mercola, 60% of those older than 50 who die from COVID are double vaxxed. The oft-repeated refrain right now is that we're in a pandemic of the unvaccinated, meaning those who have not received the COVID jab make up the bulk of those hospitalized and dying from the Delta variant. And it goes on to give examples of that. But reality is, if you take time to actually look at the data, you'll find that this blanket statement is rather deceptive. Here's a graph published in the Evening Standard Source from Public Health England. And for those watching by TV, you can see the graph. As you can see, as of August 15th, 2021, 58% of COVID patients admitted to a hospital who were over the age of 50 had actually received two doses of COVID injection, and 10% had received one dose. So partially or fully vaccinated individuals made up 68% of hospitalizations. Wow, Leo, isn't that exactly what we were saying in early 2020 with Dr. Carrie Made as well as Dr. Judy Mikovich was going to happen?
Dr. Vandenbosch, Dr. Yeadon out of the UK. Yeah, there's been plenty. Dr. Sukarat Bhakti out of Germany. There's been plenty of top-notch scientists with impeccable credentials who have predicted exactly what is now happening. They were called conspiracy theorists back in November, December, January.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Look at this next headline. New study says post-infection antibodies protect against COVID-19 better than vaccine. And a new study report from Science Magazine. Oh, wow, really? I mean, they always talk about science. Well, here you go. Science Magazine. An Israeli study has found that the Pfizer BioNTech vaccine provides less protection against COVID-19 than does having recovered from an infection. According to ScienceMag.org, the study, which confirms what many within the conservative movement have been questioning for the better part of last year, states that, quote, the natural immune protection that develops after a SARS-CoV-2 infection offers considerably more of a shield against the Delta variant of the pandemic coronavirus than two doses of the Pfizer BioNTech vaccine, end quote. Science Magazine goes on to say the study demonstrates the power of the human immune system. By the way, again, exactly what Dr. Judy Mikovich was saying early 2020 here. Boost your immune system. Boost your immune system. Boost your immune system. Your immune system can fight this off. Don't do something that's going to bring down your immune system. And yet, what are we seeing? Spike proteins, guess what they do? They attack your immune system for some people. We'll be right back with Leo's response. Don't go away. Worldviewradio.com. right, welcome back. Worldview Radio, our website, worldviewradio.com. By the way, don't forget about our 18th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend coming up October 15, 16, 17, the optional banquet Thursday night, concert banquet Thursday night. But otherwise, October 15th, it starts on a Friday night, Saturday the 16th, half day Sunday the 17th, the optional luncheon on Saturday with with General Michael Flynn, live in person, Mike Lindell, General Flynn, Dr. Andy Woods, Kevin Freeman of the Economic War Room, Cleve McClary, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, all live in person, Lake of the Ozarks. Lake of the Ozarks, beautiful, right on the shores of Lake of the Ozarks, beautiful resort. Park your car, come in, go to your room, go to your meal, go golf, go horseback riding, go rent a boat, go bowling, walk on the shore, do some putt-putt golf, whatever it is you want to do. Go to the spa, and then go to the conference. You don't have to run back to your car and then run to a restaurant and then run to the hotel and then run back to the conference center. We did that, been there, done that. We put it all in one place. Also on a beautiful facility away from a major city, so we don't have to worry about the wackos of Antifa and Muslim Brotherhood because they don't want to apparently travel too far. So you go to a major city, you get problems. Stay out in the rolling hills of the Ozarks, and plus we have the sheriff, the county sheriff, big time on our side. So again, Worldview, go to wvwtv.com/Ozarks, wvwtv.com/Ozarks. Ozarks to register or for full details. Now, if the hotel does fill up, or the resort does fill up, that you can still find a room somewhere else and come on over. I do hear that some folks are having an issue that the resort has filled up, but that again doesn't mean you can't attend our conference. Just stay somewhere else and come on over. A lot of timeshares, a lot of, you know, what do they call those? What are those things called, Logan? PM? What are they called? What's those things called people rent for one night?
Airbnb. Bed and breakfast?
What are they called?
B&B?
B&B. B&B. Thank you, guys. What's R stand for? Maybe it's just B&B. I don't know. Dalton and Logan are now talking in my ear. Now I get to hear both of them talk to me in my ear. Aren't I lucky? But I did ask the question, didn't I? So B&B. Whatever them newfangled things is you can get up on your smartphone and book a room. You can try that. But don't let that stop you if the hotel, the resort's full as far as reservation. You can still attend the conference itself. All right. Full details at wvwtv.com/Ozarks. By the way, look at my screen here, Logan. This is the WVWTV side. Look at all of these TV shows over there. Anonymous military officer on how critical race theory and COVID passports can destroy the military. Annie Cyrus update on Afghanistan. A former Green Beret shares his disgust of Biden surrendering to the Taliban. By the way, not only was this guy a Green Beret, Joe Kent, but his wife was killed by ISIS in Syria. Roger Stone discusses another fraudulent lawsuit against him related to January 6th. Solar superstorms with Dr. Peter Pry. Evaluating the E, unconditional election, in the Calvinist acronym TULIP by Dr. Andy Woods. Here's my interview that we shared yesterday. Mark Michalowski on defending his home in America against Antifa and Black Lives Matter. I had the chance to interview him live in person in St. Louis last week. The radio show from yesterday, the left and right merge to set up true conservatives as the enemy. America's Frontline Doctors, Town Hall, Part 4. Shocking information with the five doctors. Now, this is what you guys all need to see for sure. Shocking information with the five doctors. Part 5 with Dr. Larry Polovitsky. Then you go on down here and you can find each of these parts. Part 4 with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. Part 3 with Dr. Lee Merritt. Part 2 with Dr. Carrie Madej. And then Dr. Artis. Okay, people were begging for this to be put online after they saw it live on frankspeech.com and lindelltv.com and then replay. They're like, where can we get that as a static link to send to friends? Well, it's all there now at wvwtv.com. Former Pfizer employee Karen Kingston on 10 bullet points to understand the COVID medical tyranny. Okay, that's all there for you, folks, not to mention all the TV shows we've done with her. So check it all out. It's there at WVWTV. Tons and tons and tons of resources available for you. I hope you'll check it out. All right, joining me now today, again, is Leo Homan. His website, leohoman.com. Leo, H-O-H-M-A-N-N. Leo, here is another one that you might find interesting. FBI agent tasked with investigating sex crimes. Wait for it. Charged with sex crimes. Oh, no.
Oh, my.
Shocker. Shocker. You mean the agent?
Oh, my goodness.
The agency?
Well, yeah.
that has turned a blind eye to Jeffrey Epstein might actually be filled with people that are into sex crimes?
Right. And that sounds like par for the course for the FBI of late, because we know that the January 6th so-called insurrection was actually something that was whipped up by the FBI. Their people were right in there planning the mischief that took place there. And so now we see it in the sex trafficking industry as well. This is just unbelievable. And you've heard, Brandon, I'm sure, about the news that came out about a week ago, how Apple is going to start scanning the iPhones of people's iPhones for so-called child pornography. They could play tricks with that as well and have a field day with some cooperative FBI agents.
In other words, planting evidence on your computer?
Yes.
Yeah. Look at the screen for those watching by TV. FBI Supervisor Special Agent David Harris, 51, who was tasked with investigating crimes against children, including child pornography, is facing charges of indecency with a child, crimes against nature, and sexual battery. Huh. Now, one would have to wonder if this was a problem that he had before that, or if this guy looked at too much stuff that he shouldn't have, that he was having to watch or look at with his job, and that created a problem. I always wondered about these kind of people that have to do this stuff for a living and thought, wow, I wonder what kind of side effects that has. So one would have to wonder if that was his job. Was that a good way to look at this and get away with it, or was he just desensitized? I have no idea. I'm just asking questions. Now all the evidence FBI agent David Harris gathered on all the globalist, socialist, corruption, deep state loyalists is useless. Let's see how many high-ranking pedos now go free. It's kind of convenient to have a guy that could do that and then taint all the evidence. I don't know. Maybe that's just coincidental. I don't know. But, I mean, every time we turn around, we're finding out about something with the FBI that makes us wonder why there even is an FBI at all. Go back to our website here. White House Sullivan rules out giving aid to Taliban. This is Breitbart. Let's see if we can pick up. Can we pick up some of the audio on this, too? If I don't have it plugged in, do I, Logan? White House Sullivan won't rule out giving aid to the Taliban. It's going to be up to them. Tuesday, Biden National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan did not rule out providing aid to the Taliban following the United States' withdrawal of Afghanistan. Sullivan told ABC News, Good Morning America, quote, that giving aid to the Taliban, this is a direct quote, that giving aid to the Taliban, quote, will be about whether the terrorist organization follows through on its commitments, end quote, including safe passage for Americans and Afghan allies. Why do we need to be giving any foreign aid or aid money, taxpayer money, to the Taliban, period, Leo? I mean, I don't know about you, but I'm getting a little tired of paying taxes to know that it's going for abortions and Planned Parenthood and CECUS, Sex Education Information Council U.S., and to the Taliban and other, despot nations. I mean, this is getting to be absurd. Why am I working so hard to pay for these people who want to kill us?
Well, why are we arming the Taliban? I mean, have you seen the stats on their new arsenal?
Yeah.
Compliments of the U.S. taxpayer? Oh, my goodness, Brandon. We're talking, 22,000 Humvees, 162,000 communication devices, 169 armored personnel carriers, 42,000 trucks and SUVs, 64,000 machine guns. 358,000 assault rifles. So the Democrats don't want us to own assault rifles here in the United States. They don't trust the average law-abiding American, but they're going to give them to the Taliban.
Yeah, yeah, such a great point. They want the ATF under the Biden regime wants to label your semi-automatic a machine gun so they can take away your weapons while they give the weapons to the Taliban. While the enemies are flooding over our borders, and they want you completely sitting helpless. I mean, it is like we're living in a sci-fi movie or some kind of movie that was written by a really bad script writer, because nobody would believe that such stupid things would actually happen.
Nobody would believe it, Brandon.
And that the people would sit by.
Remember that comment Biden made a couple months ago that, people who say that you have your Second Amendment rights because you can use it as, a defense against the government. He said, well, then you better get some F-15s and nuclear weapons if you think you're going to do that, hinting that, you know, that's what the government could use against you. Well, look what they've given the Taliban. 33 Mi-17 helicopters, 33 Black Hawk fighter helicopters, 43 MD-530s, and then you go to the fixed-wing aircraft, 4 C-130 transports, 23 Embraer EMB Super Tucano jets, 28 Cessna 208s, and the list goes on. They have armed this rogue terrorist nation to the teeth at the same time, and they're inviting some of their potentially worst characters to flood into our country. At the same time, they're trying to disarm the law-abiding American citizen. You could not make this up in a novel. Nobody would buy it. It would be way too unbelievable.
It absolutely would. Let me see if we get some of this audio and video here. Listen to this, guys.
You say we're going to work with the Taliban. Does that include the process
of
giving them aid?
Too quiet. Let's see. Boost that a little bit.
Well, first of all, we do believe that there is an important dimension of humanitarian assistance that should go directly to the people of Afghanistan. They need help with respect to health and food aid and other forms of subsistence, and we do intend to continue that. Secondly, when it comes to our economic and development assistance relationship with the Taliban, that will be about the Taliban's actions. It will be about whether they follow through on their commitments. Their commitments to safe passage for Americans and Afghan allies, their commitment to not allow Afghanistan to be a base from which terrorists can attack the United States or any other country, their commitments with respect to upholding their international obligations. It's going to be up to them, and we will wait and see by their actions how we end up responding in terms of the economic and development assistance.
So long-term aid is possible, but this humanitarian aid is going to flow through the Taliban?
It's not going to flow through the Taliban. As you know, George, when we send humanitarian assistance to countries, we do through international institutions like the World Health Organization or the World Food Program. And we do so through non-governmental organizations who, George, are still operating on the ground in Afghanistan as we speak. It will not flow through the government.
Wow. Leo?
You know, lies, lies, and more lies. What could you say, Brandon, about that? They're always using subterfuge. They're always talking out of both sides of their mouths. One way to the American public, another way, you know, amongst themselves when they're on, when their microphone is on and they don't realize it. But just another case of the subterfuge and the deception.
How about this, Leo? We've got multiple flag officers, admirals, generals. We'll talk about when we come back. But multiple flag officers and generals are writing a letter now demanding that the Secretary of Defense and the Chairman of Joint Chiefs of Staff, Milley, resign. I don't ever remember having so many generals come out. They wrote a letter warning that America is falling over to Marxism. That was unprecedented. Over 200 have now signed that, according to General McInerney, who was on with us last week. Now they're writing a letter calling for the resignation of the Secretary of Defense and the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff over Afghanistan. We have the forced vaccination on our military. I want to ask you about that. And then, are we headed for a hot civil war? Don't go away. Welcome back. Worldview Radio, our website, worldviewradio.com. And again, I remind you of the five doctors, the five Ds, five doctors, all those five interviews from St. Louis where I was over there the other day, filmed WVWTV.com, WVWTV.com. I hope you'll check it out. Spread it around. People are blown away by the content, including the hydrogel, the nanoparticles, Dr. Carrie Madej talking about this device in there known as the Luciferian or something like that. You know what I'm talking about, Leo?
The Luciferase? Yes, that's the invisible tattoo technology that is a series of little micro needle jabs which inject something into the under the skin that can be read like almost like a QR code.
Mm-hmm. And it even will light up, I understand. When you pass
You put a certain light over it, right, and it shows. Otherwise, it's invisible. But if you put a certain light that you can do, you can have the light on your cell phone. A cell phone is a certain light flashlight app. And you simply aim the cell phone at the person's arm where this little marking, and they do call it a marking, if you read the scientific papers.
You mean like a mark of the beast? Like a mark of the beast.
Yeah, I wasn't going to say that, Brandon. I was going to let people figure that out for themselves, but...
Sorry.
But it is called a marking. Right there, if you read the scientific paper put out by MIT, this technology was patented by MIT with funding from, guess who, of course,
Bill Gates. Yeah.
No surprise there. And that's exactly what it does. It's a way of marking and recording and keeping track of people who've gotten the jab.
Carrie Madej was telling me that one of the groups has a shot or some of this technology or something. I have to go back and listen. And it's called Nimrod. It's actually called Nimrod.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which is Genesis 10. You know, Nimrod was becoming mighty on the earth, and he built Babylon. Nimrod for the Babylonian cult, you know, and of course Nimrod dies, and he goes to the sun, apparently, to become the sun god, as Babylonian, theology and mythology says, and then he, as the sun god, Nimrod impregnates his wife Semiramis, so it's an immaculate conception, I guess, and she becomes pregnant with their son, Tammuz. Tammuz is actually the reincarnation of Nimrod, the sun god, so he ends up being the son of God, you know, fully man, but God, the God man, you know, the son of God, but yet God himself. So again, it's mimicking the gospel, a fake gospel set up, you know, hundreds of years before the birth of Christ, and there's Satan mimicking this false gospel. Of course, we know it is the mother-child cult, and now once God confused their languages in Genesis 10 and 11, they take that with them, they spread it all over the world, and they call her Semiramis, the queen of heaven, Aphrodite, Gaia, Mother Nature, all kinds of names. So many names. I mean, I'm trying to think of them off the top of my head, to come up with a few more. But Venus, I mean, they just go on and on. But yet all of these world religious systems that were birthed there in Babylon with these different names will eventually all come back to Babylon, 58 miles south of Baghdad, per Revelation 17 and 18. So it's interesting that they're now even so bold to use the name about Lucifer in their technology, Nimrod. I mean, where do we think this is going? But here's look at this screenshot here. Open letter, retired generals and admirals regarding Afghanistan. The retired flag officers signing this letter are calling for the resignation or retirement of the Secretary of Defense and the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff based on negligence in performing their duties, primarily involving events surrounding the disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan. The hasty retreat has left initial estimates at 15,000 Americans stranded in dangerous areas controlled by a brutal enemy, along with 25,000 Afghan citizens who supported American forces. I don't ever remember a list of admirals and generals of this. I mean, here they are, by the way. Joe Arbuckle, we interviewed him in our documentary. Some of the other names you guys might recognize. Look at all those names. General Jim Cash. I've interviewed Brigadier General Jim Cash. He was the former Assistant Director of Operations of NORAD. He came on my show right after China, during the Obama administration, shot a missile off our coast out to sea. All kinds of names on here that most of you are going to recognize. I'm just scrolling through it for those looking on television. Look at all these names. When it goes on to another page. When was the last time you ever remembered something like this happening? I don't. And now they've put out two letters just in the last couple of months, these guys. Are we on the verge? Then you add the fact that you got the military forcing the vaccine on people. We had a military officer who was forced to give up his battalion, so he went ahead and resigned. Are we to the point where, here we go, I was trying to think if I had that article up there. Somewhere we have this article about the guy who was forced to give up his battalion, so he just went ahead and resigned after making comments about Afghanistan. Here we go. Marine battalion commander fired after calling out inept military leadership over Afghanistan. Well, of course he should. He's trying to defend our Constitution, for Pete's sake. So I guess my question to you, Leo, because I know you've been writing about it, speaking about it a lot over the years, are we headed for a hot civil war?
I think that's coming, Brandon. The only question is when, not if. But we are seeing signs that would lead us to believe that that could be sooner rather than later. When you have a lieutenant colonel like Stu Scheller, I believe his name, Lieutenant Colonel Scheller, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, but he's the one you mentioned who resigned rather than give up his battalion. All he asked for was accountability from his superior officers who planned the exit. So they planned the debacle in exiting Afghanistan. And he wanted to know, how did you arrive at such a bad design for how to exit a country in which we've been for 20 years? And he felt like they should be accountable for, the terrorist attack and the bad consequences of their decision. That got him severely reprimanded and fired, and so he went ahead and resigned. And the interesting thing is he came back the next day, yesterday, and put out a new video in which, I don't know if you saw it, Brandon, but he doubled down. He did not shrink from his outspoken comments the day before, and he said that he was basically going to be their worst nightmare, and that there were others ready to jump on board with him and were ready to, quote, bring the whole effing system down.
Wow. And who was saying this?
Lieutenant Colonel, who you were talking about.
Wow. Wow. So you've got guys inside the military that are now ready to bring down the U.S. military with all of its fraud and corruption.
That was what he was saying. Now, it's going to be very interesting to see how many other, members of the military, whether rank and file or, mid-level type officers. I don't foresee any top officers breaking ranks. But if we start to see mid-level officers and rank and file soldiers following this young man, this lieutenant colonel, then that ramps it up to a whole new level, and the Civil War is sooner, much sooner than we thought.
Well, it's probably much sooner. Breaking news here at Worldview Radio. Breaking news, literally, as we are on the air, just been notified today, August 31st, 2021, 11 flights of Afghan. Look at the screen for those watching TV. 11 flights of Afghans, not Americans, flown to Wisconsin. 11. 300 land in Philadelphia. Okay? There we go, folks. This is your America under the Biden regime. Welcome to America. The article says, if Americans allow the abandonment of our countrymen in a hostile nation, then we're done. We are done. Finished. The Pentagon shared a picture above of the last soldier to leave. CNN's Clarissa Ward reports on a Houston, Texas family of four now stranded behind enemy lines for 2 weeks. They went to the airport and couldn't get past the Taliban and that Biden left in charge. From Ted Cruz, this is horrifying and wrong. American doesn't leave Americans behind. Secretary of State Tony Blinken admits we left Americans behind, but then implies they wanted to stay. Remember, Biden promised just 2 weeks ago, we're going to stay until we get them all out. United States Central Command General Kenneth McKenzie offered this odd statement, quote, we did not get everybody out that we wanted to get out, but I think if we would have stayed another 10 days, we would not have gotten everybody out that we wanted to get out, and there still would have been people who would have been disappointed with that. That is an odd statement. But now we're finding out again. Here we go. Reports. 11 flights of Afghans flown to Wisconsin. 300 land in Philadelphia. This is according to Breitbart. A total of 11 flights filled with Afghans evacuated from Afghanistan were flown to Volk Field Air National Guard Base in, how do you say that, Dalton? Juneau. How do you say that? Juneau County? I have no idea. Everybody right now listening in Wisconsin knows exactly how to say it but me. Come on, Dalton. You're from Kansas. Tell me how you say that. Juneau. I don't know. Dalton is silent.
Actually, he is.
He is. How about you, Justin or Josh? You guys know how to say that?
I don't know.
You don't know either. Good. So you're from Wisconsin. Good. All right. So I'm not the only one then. And I'm not even from Wisconsin. So anyway, they flew him into this county that's spelled Juneau last week, according to local reports. Officials at Fort McCoy, also in Wisconsin, where thousands of Afghans are set to be housed, confirmed to WMTV 15 News that the 11 flights of Afghans had arrived in the state, though the total number of Afghans on board was not revealed. And then, of course, we've got in Philadelphia, 250 to 300 Afghans have landed to be resettled in the area. I do hear they're coming here to Memphis as well. In addition, Cleveland Fire reported that Akron, Ohio Mayor Dan Harrigan has said about 500 Afghans will be resettled in the community. 500. Oh, yeah. And if they're all peaceful, loving, I guess so. But if they are all jihadis, 500 jihadis running around your town, 300 jihadis running around your town, 300 people that want Sharia added to the fold, look out. Do you think this will not add to the hot civil war, Mr. Leo Homan?
Absolutely, Brandon. Remember my book, Stealth Invasion, Muslim Conquest Through Immigration and Resettlement Jihad. But let's not look at this in isolation, which my book didn't do either. It's that the title was kind of deceptive that WND put on the book. My book was not just about Islamic immigration. It was about the entire globalist agenda. And so we have to look at this, these flights arriving, 11 flights to Wisconsin, 300 to Philadelphia. You said them.
Juneau. Thank you, Larry. Larry, thank you. Juneau County. There we go.
Okay.
Sorry, Leo, keep going.
Well, guess the governor of Georgia, the Republican governor of Georgia, Brian Kemp, spouted off a few days ago and said, our state is open to Afghan refugees. We welcome them. So this is a uniparty globalist policy, and it's just an extension. If we look at it in context, people, it's just an extension of their open borders agenda. 200,000 people, we don't know who they are, came across the southern border in July alone. So we're having an army of 200,000 invaders, potential invaders, coming in every month. Now we're going to have hundreds of thousands of Afghan refugees, a certain percentage of which we know will be jihadists. I'm not going to say everyone coming from Afghanistan is going to fit into that category. But if we bring in 100,000, 200,000 over the next year, Brandon, if even 5 or 10% of them are violent jihadis, we're going to have a real problem.
Well, how about this, Leo? AP, look at the screen, those on TV. FBI, Texas shooter possibly inspired by foreign terrorists, you don't say. Garland, Texas, investigators are looking into whether a Texas man was inspired by foreign terrorists when he killed a Lyft driver in Dallas suburb and later opened fire in the police station of another suburb where officers fatally shot him. Well,
she
looky
was a
there.
Girl.
She's a girl, yeah. Well, yep, she. Yep, she's a girl.
The driver.
Yeah, the driver's a girl. There's her picture. Well, she was here, I'll get her picture. 1-800-347-9829. There's her picture right there. See? He shot a girl. 1-800-347-9829. Phone line's open. right, 1-800-347-9829. Your thoughts, your comments, your questions, 1-800-347-9829. If you guys want to look at this on television screen for those on TV, terrified American university students in Kabul feared U.S. gave names to the Taliban. Students and alumni of the American University of Afghanistan in Kabul feared the U.S. has given their names to the Taliban, according to a report by New York Times. Hundreds of current and former students, their relatives and staff had gathered at a safe house on Sunday before boarding buses to Kabul's airport, international airport. But they were told after 7 hours of waiting for clearance at the airport gates were a security threat and civilian evacuations would end on Monday, the eve of the deadline for U.S. troops to withdraw from Afghanistan after the Taliban takes over. I regret to inform you that the high command at the airport has announced there will be no more rescue flights. So now they're concerned that the military or our government has now given those names to the Taliban. And why would they not? It is clear that this administration is working for the red-green axis, the red being the Marxist, the green being the Islamist. Why would we be shocked by that one iota? Let's go to the phone lines, 1-800-347-9829, 1-800-347-9829. Let's go to Mark. Mark, line one, thank you for calling in, Mark.
Hi, Brandon. Pleasure to be on. I just want to tell you I'm from Wisconsin, Milwaukee area. And what you said was so on spot about the Afghans that were flown up into Juneau County. They're actually being housed at Fort McCoy, which is in the town of Sparta, Wisconsin. It's a rural community. And we had a congressman go up there a couple days ago, and he's very concerned because he was told also that none of these people are properly vetted.
Of course not.
And they're also allowed to walk around unsupervised outside of the secure perimeter. So they're walking through town. It's just like you said, the worst-case scenario could be very close.
There, many of them also, Mark, are they not military-aged males?
Oh, absolutely. That was one of the congressman's concern, was that they're all young men in their 20s, and they don't look like the kind of guy, well, you shouldn't say what they look like, but yeah, they're definitely from a different culture, different area. And he was very concerned that they were not vetted, and they're not even being supervised. They're allowed to walk the streets.
Yeah, and just wait till they start showing up and defecating in your malls. And you think I'm joking?
Right.
You think I'm joking, people? You talk to shop owners and business owners, and whether they are so backwoods because they come out of Afghanistan and don't know better, or because they hate your guts, and so they'll defecate in your store. But you just watch. You can't believe the reports I get, Mark.
Yes, and I'm sure the people at this is a state where this is a land of the Green Bay Packers and hunting, and I'm sure everybody is everybody's concerned up there. I'm sure they're taking precautions as you would imagine, arming themselves and getting ready, because Lord only knows, all it takes is a few bad actors, just a few, and it's on.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
That's all I got, Brandon. I appreciate what you do. God bless you.
I was reading a report the other day about the increase of shootings in America, which seem to now not even get any play hardly, and yet so many of these people are just off their rocker, off their rocker. And you can't, folks, unless you deal with the public a lot, you don't know how many of them are off their rocker. Trust me, we know. We get the emails. We get the phone calls. We get the voicemails. There are so many Americans, not to mention then the ones they bring in, that are completely dangerous to society. Let's go to Christine, line two. Christine, thank you for calling in. Go ahead, Christine.
Hi, two-part question. Yeah, that was Brian Stile. I already called his office and Ron Johnson's office, and that's what we need to be doing. These upper level brass need to be relieved of their duty. And secondly, Leo, I'd like to ask you, why aren't we marching like the Europeans, France, Germany? Why are we not out marching against these corporate fascists, these mandates, these COVID shots and whatnot? Why aren't we doing that like the Europeans are?
That's a great question. The only thing I can think of is, I think Americans rest on their laurels and think that because we have the Second Amendment here, that somehow it's not going to go to the extremes. These COVID passports won't go to the extremes that they've gone to in Europe. Well, wake up, people. What good are your arms if they're sitting in your closet and you don't even know how to use them in many cases? Not that I'm saying you should use them. But don't put all of your eggs in the Second Amendment basket. How about exercising our First Amendment and, like the caller said, organizing some rallies, getting out in their faces of these politicians? And
look at this one. Here's an article. Restaurant reservation app. Restaurant reservation app. Open Table to integrate vaccination status into service. Diners will be asked to present proof of vaccination via the Open Table app. Here we go, Leo.
Yes, it's coming. It is definitely coming. Folks, do not stop living in denial. COVID health passports, digital health passports are coming to America. They already have them in many cities. They're going to spread. And before you know it, you're not going to be able to go to a restaurant or a grocery store or work a job unless you can show you've got a green pass or something, a green code pass on your cell phone.
Let's go to Houston.
Guess what, folks?
Dropped.
You're going to have to get that shot every 5 months. Dr. Fauci says you're going to need an update.
Let's go to line four. Kit from Newark, Ohio. Go ahead, Kit.
The one way that the terrorist cells that are already in this country can bring us down is to do the electronic grid, which Pastor John Hagee has talked about. When that happens, there are no bank records. They topple our entire government because there are 16 in line for the presidency. That is the only way to destroy us from the inside. And I believe God is going to let that happen so that we can be pre-tribulation rapture. That's my comment. I've researched this a lot.
Let's go to Jim in Joplin, Missouri. Jim, thank you for calling in, Jim. Line three.
Yes, Brandon. I just wanted to make three really fast comments, and I'll take your response off on the radio. The component in those shots is called luciferase.
Yes.
And it will be visible under ultraviolet light.
That's right.
A couple of other things really quick. There are protests going on in Greece today over these mandatory vaccinations, and these protests, from what I'm seeing on YouTube, dwarf what's happening in France right now. And also, as well, a story that popped up on my Google feed this morning, there are two provinces in Pakistan, of all places, that are going to shut the unvaccinated person's cell phones off.
Well, you just wait till they stop giving you health care, because that's coming next, right, Leo?
Absolutely. That's already started. Actually.
Wait till your insurance rates start skyrocketing. Isn't Delta Airlines talking about $200 extra a month for the unvaxxed, Leo?
Yes, they have. It's already been implemented starting, I believe, next month or October at the latest. Yeah.
Leo Homan, LeoHoHmann, LeoHoman.com. OursWorldViewRadio.com. Leo, thanks for being with us, folks. Thanks for watching and listening. Take care.
This has been Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House. CDs are available by calling 1-800-729-9829. Or to hear an MP3 file of this or earlier programs, go to worldviewweekend.com. Views expressed may or may not be those of Worldview Weekend, BCY America, or this station. This program is a public affairs presentation of worldviewweekend.com and is heard weekdays on BCY America.